Good morning. It's 8:07 a.m. on Thursday, December the 4th, 2014. It's another cold morning. It's like 22, 24, overcast, kind of grim. Yeah, another gray day. Give me credit for my walking here. There we go. So, yeah, I'm a little late this morning. I had to take the kid to school. She's going on a field trip tonight. Two nights in Denver to the statewide thespian convention. Should be a good time for her. Good time for me, because now I don't have, for 2 days, I don't have to deal with the run to schools, the multiple runs to school. And so I stopped this morning on the way home and got the groceries that I needed. I'm planning on Chinese feast at least one night, either tonight or tomorrow. She's the daughter who doesn't like Chinese food. So I intend to take advantage of her absence by eating the kinds of food she doesn't like. So, let's see, yesterday I was still working on files last night at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. I'm going to make one more pass through today. I really should make a checklist, I suppose. I imported the book over, got it loaded up, and none of the quote marks, none of the hyphens, none of the stuff converted correctly. And it took me the better part of an hour to figure out why. That was because I forgot to do something. So I did it, and sure enough, it worked. And then I started going through the PDF and looking for orphans. And I didn't. I was quite upset with the number of them that I found. So I had to go through and do some more editing. And I found a couple of other errors. I went through and did some more editing. So yeah, this book is going to be pretty clean. Much cleaner than the one that Ryden put out, that's for sure. But I want to go through it one more time this morning before I do the uploads and make sure that I've got as much stuff fixed as I can. Before I do anything rash. And then I'm going to do, I'm going to start in on Captain Share because time is wasting. Ticking away. I gotta get Captains and Owners and 3 Ravenwood books, and it's already December the 4th. Oy. So what else am I thinking about? Not a whole lot. It's cold and gray. I want to go home. I want another cup of coffee. I'm gonna settle in, get some work done. Time playing, maybe. Hiking along. My hands aren't cold. Well, they were cold, but they're not at the moment. I've got the one naked hand that I need for my phone exposed, but I've got the fingers wrapped under into a fist, and my hand is quite warm. So the knuckles are a little chilly, but it's good. Keep moving. Level 4 on ingress still. I still need another 40,000 points. I am 110, I need 150. And I've playing EVE Online. I didn't play with anybody yesterday. I didn't hear from Chris. Chris Moody has started a character. He's on trial. He's trying to decide whether or not he wants to play. He's still working through his training missions. I think he's got one string left to go, the advanced military, so I expect we'll have some more fun. He has an opportunity. I saw PC Herring this morning online. I'm trying to gear up a couple of characters to. There's a big money activity that's not terribly dangerous, but it is frustrating in that it's all over the place. You have to travel to it, and that. It requires a fairly substantial investment in training. And while a lot of people say, oh, well, no, you could just run a metaphor rock and you'll be good. And it's like, well, yeah, no. You really do need to have the T2 guns. And Tech 2 takes a while when you get up to large weapons. So I haven't actually done too much other than I'm trying to mine a lot in order to generate the cash I need to buy some of this equipment. And while across all of my characters I have like 5 billion ISK, the reality is I want them all to be self-sufficient. So if this person is going to run incursions, then they have to have the money and the skills to do it. Monk post. The interesting challenge is how do I divvy up the mining income? And I've been sort of letting it all go to the manufacturer guy, the maker guy, who takes the stuff that I mine and turns it into things to sell. Which is good for him, but is leaves the other three characters in the mining fleet somewhat poorer for having spent the time to make money for them. So I need to reconsider this a little bit. I thought of paying market rates. So if you mine stuff, you get a market rate. Then how do I pay the haulers, and how do I pay the orca pilot? The orca pilot is my highest skilled character and is, with only one exception, the poorest of all of the characters that I have. Now I've managed to find some pretty lucrative items for her to sell, and if they sell, then that'll take care of that. Of course, the other part of that is that one of those items is pretty cool. One item, 450 million ISK. I'm not sure it's a module I want to fly around with, that's the thing. The more value in your ship, the more likely it is that somebody is going to take the risk to try to kill it. So that module has to go into something that has some staying power in order to keep from losing it the first time I get underway. So, yeah, I've started taking notes for the characters that are not currently being trained, so if I decide I want to train somebody, I'll know what it is I want them trained for. Most of the characters are specialists in one thing or another. And, while specialization can pay off if you want to just do that one thing, it gets kind of boring if that's all you do, so trading characters around to do different things works out pretty well. So I have a maker, a person who just has very high manufacturing skills. I have a couple of miners. Maker is also a high-level miner. But then you run into problems with standing. And when you try to do trade-related things in stations, and you get taxed if you don't have sufficient standing. The higher the standing, the less the tax. So trying to get standings, trying to get ISK, trying to balance it all. It's a fun game. I'm probably talking about it too much. But it's an interesting game in its complexity. It's an interesting game because It's almost a sandbox. It's largely a sandbox. It's not quite as sandboxy as, say, Minecraft. Now, Minecraft is the ultimate sandbox. You can do pretty much whatever you want. And really, the goal is to just do something. And it's a lot of fun. It's a... Okay, what can I do with a block? It turns out you can do quite a lot with a block. I think one of the most fun activities I had was a mod pack called Agrarian Skies. And you start out with not just, it's like one piece of dirt and a lot of sky. And if there's a little platform, if you fall off the platform, you die. So it's like, okay, how do I get food? How do I get dirt? How do I expand? How do I get a garden? How do you get minerals to have metals to do more fun things? And it was a great deal of fun. It was a heck of a lot of fun. I enjoyed it a great deal. But after a while, it's like, okay, well, I'm going to go gather more resources so that I can do something to help me gather more resources. And making the machines is fun. There's in Agrarian Skies, some of the mod packs, there's a lot of machines. So I had a great deal of fun building power plants, reactors, heavy-duty mining lasers. It was a great deal of fun. And to a certain extent, there's a certain aspect of EVE Online that's the same, where you find yourself going around trying to collect resources needed to do this, that, or the other thing. And sometimes the resources are ammo or modules to protect your ship or... Good morning. And good morning to you, too.
Say thank you.
I'm apparently very interesting. Kali giving me the... Oh, what the hell is that? Look. There's a couple of three things in EVE that I haven't done. I haven't done Fleet Warfare. And I haven't done... Oh, Faction Warfare, I guess it is. And I haven't done Incursions. And I haven't done... What? Oh, I don't do PvP. I've been out and been killed a couple times, and I've got one character trying to train to be an interceptor pilot. A tackle. Called a tackle. Because you tackle these big ships and you hold them until the rest of the fleet can get there and kill them. And the trick is to do it without dying. And generally these are small, light, fast, unarmored ships where one lucky hit will take you out. And so the challenge is how to strategically be a little more lucky. I don't know. It's that's one of those things. It's like, well, I'm not really sure I see the point of it. I think it's because I'm more of a builder than a killer. I'm more of a builder than a breaker. I'll take on NPCs, but taking out someone else just for the sake of taking them out, I don't need that kind of testosterone. However, here I am. At the back gate, 1947 on the back half, so a little longer than I like, but still not bad. And I did get out and walk, and I did get out and talk. And being at the back gate, it's time for me to say, tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.